Mike's and Show. Tell me like it is. Make me have it. Comes from Gino Socchio, Socchio, or something equally as silly. S-O-C-C-I-O is how the gentleman spells his surname. First record into the Mike Stan Show. Welcome along once again to the programmes of Radio Tower. 227 metres in the medium wave. Free radio over the northwest of England. And anywhere else, you can pick us up. I'm with you till 2 o'clock this morning. Michael Stand is the name. Mike Stand Show from now till 2. Stay with me, won't you? It gets sillier as it goes along. Come on, let's have you finished. Thank you.
Broadcasting to Merseyside on 227 metres, this is Radio Tower.
Yes, indeed!
1325.
Not off. 1325 kilohertz in the AM band, of course. That's Tower on 227. We're back with you again for another 3 hours of music and, who's that up there peeping the horn? Music and fun, frivolities and all sorts of silly things this morning. Nice to be back. It's nice to have Carl England back with us and all on last Saturday night's broadcast. It was nice to listen to him. This is Tubeway Army.
And the bass laid out on my wall.
Our friends Electric.
Is the man outside.
John Dwyer certainly is.
In a long dark gray has smoked a cigarette.
Gives you a shock every time you see him.
I wonder what I'm doing in a room like this.
sang komt der blöde Schaum.
Me singing then. Haha, kidded you. It's the second single from a band called Tubeway Army, their first hit. Last single was about 2 years back, didn't do a light. Written, produced and sung by Gary Newman, and a right weirdo he is as well. Reminds me of JD, or as he calls himself on his show, Big JD. You want to see the size of the bugger? He's about 5'2" in his stacked heels. And I'm switching a jingle on there, and I haven't even queued one up, so I'll kill that for a minute. Forget that, I'll have to get a jingle lined up after this next one. That's a chart single, as is this next one. 1:15 is the time. Two singles, and we're 15 minutes into the programme already. This is another long one as well. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple of the better singles from the charts at the moment, following Tubeway Army. This is Eddie Grant. A little bit of reggae music. It's called Living on the Frontline.
Brothers in Africa, oh, stop a shooting your brother.
front lines. Oh, mama, mama, you got me living on the front lines. Me no want no bloody money. Me, I go talk about what I see. I don't want your bribery. Me, I go talk about what I see. Me no want to go America. Oh, me no want to become big star. Me no want to take cocaine. Oh, to go broke up my brain.
Eddie Grant and his new single. As a solo artist, paints pictures as well. That's a thing called Living on the Front Line. 20 past one, here on Tower.
I say yeah.
A little bit of a competition coming up in around about 10 minutes time, give you a chance to win something. I'm going to pinch one of John Dwyer's LPs and give it out as a prize. Well, the nice weekend we had at the weekend, which figures, seeing as I'm talking about the weekend. If it's as nice over next weekend as it's been last weekend, then, I don't know, it's just mindless chatter, actually. Don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Right, three records, and it's 20 minutes. Gosh, truth, they're getting longer and longer all the time, these records. I've queued myself a jingle up, we'll try this one.
It's the Mike Stan Show.
Where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Mike Stan Show with you until 2 o'clock this morning. I've got the first slot again. Following me at 2, I reckon it's JD, John Dwyer, who's in the studio with me at the moment. Are you following me this morning, young John?
I am that.
I am that, the man says. Right, John Dwyer from 2 till 3, and probably, I think it's Paul Raven this morning. He's back with us again after having the weekend off when Carl England came and did us a programme. John Dwyer. And then Paul Raven following me, taking us through until 4 o'clock once again this morning. Hang on, there's a wasp flying around the studio. Can you get that wasp, John? Got a bit of paper.
Last night your shadow fell upon my lovely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Yeah.
single which was released a few years back. It didn't do much then. It's been re-released. It's back on sale on the Radar record label. It comes from the Electric Prunes. And it's a track called I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, as opposed to me, when it's usually I Had Too Much to Drink Last Night.
Mike Stand.
Dat and me. And I'm with you for another 35 minutes here on Tower 227, with music up to 2 o'clock. Right, mailing address is coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes' time. Before I give you the address, I'll be playing you, I think it's going to be an instrumental from a few years back. And all I want to know is very simple. I want to know the title of it. And the first person who sends the correct title into the address, which I'll give you, will win an LP. Because John Dwyer is going to let me have one of his LPs, which I'm going to pinch. What's this coming
from? That comes from the George Baker selection. And that one was released in 1975. Never did like these cover versions. I think that one was done by Jonathan King in this country. Anyway, that's the original version by the George Baker selection. You're tuned to Radio 252 on a test transmission.
Oh, well, we seem to be getting a bit of interference coming through. I seem to get something through my headphones then. I've heard another station. Test transmissions or something. George Baker selections. Never mind, you're with the Mike Stand Show here on Radio 227, which is Radio Tower, not 252. I seem to come through the old cans then. I don't know. Must be picking static up out of the air or something equally as silly. Radio Tower, 227 metres medium wave. Mike Stand with you until 2 o'clock this morning. And if Carl England's listening out there, I really did enjoy your show on Saturday night. Some nice old tracks there you played, I enjoyed them. Hope to be having Carl back with us again really soon. Do us another couple of shows. This is Bob Seger and a recent hit single called Hollywood Nights.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. Him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles of those twisting, turning roads.
Go home. It was Hollywood night. In those Hollywood hills.
coming from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. It's called Hollywood Nights. It's exactly 1:30 on Radio Tower, 227 metres medium. Mike Stand here with you behind the mic for the next 30 minutes till 2 o'clock. And then we're going to bring in John Dwyer. Big deal. How damned exciting, eh? But you can't wait. Well, he's sitting here alongside me, boring me to tears, and we've just been talking about the thing that came over the headphones a couple of minutes back, which appeared to be a test transmission floating around the airwaves some way that seemed to be picked up by our transmitter. Test transmissions from 252 or some other silly station. What was the name of that fella? Did he give a name? Did you hear the name? I couldn't pick a name out. Paul J. Never heard of the bugger. Anyway, Paul J, if you're out there, we're picking up your signals from test transmissions. So do something about it forthwith, will you? As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by other people coming over, I've got nowhere to put this record, I'll put it back on there. yeah, competition time, I reckon. I'm going to give you the address after I've played you an instrumental single. And what I would like you to do, if you would like to win yourself an LP, is to send in the name of this next tune, and the Alan Freeman theme won't do. That's what it is, in fact, I'll tell you that. The theme used by Alan Freeman on his Top of the Pops from years back when he used to do them on Radio 1, or the Light Programme as it was probably then known. The instrumental is by Brass Incorporated, and all I want to know is the title of the piece of music. If you know it, or you'd like to go out and suss it out, then send the name of the piece of music to us at Radio Tower, the address of which I'll give you after the piece, and the first correct answer out of our postbag will receive an LP, okay? It's as easy as that. Right, so it's coming up to...
On Radio 252.
It's happening again.
My name is Paul J, and I'll be here for the next hour or so, and I'll be playing you some requests, some dedications, if we manage to get them through. As you know, we haven't got a regular spot on Radio 252 at the moment for requests and dedications, quite simply because we haven't got a mailing address.
We have
in the near future, but we are working on it.
Yeah, keep working, pal.
There's one other thing before we play the next record that I'd like to tell you, and that's that we do have a telephone number.
Oh, really?
Which we give out from time to time.
Nice to know.
And Bert, that's Bert Williams, our engineer, will more than likely be giving this out sometime tonight.
Oh, he seems to be disappearing. He's come over again then and disappeared. Bert and Paul J. Right, the piece of music, seeing as we seem to have got rid of them out of the air, their airwaves are drowning us out, coming through our transmitter by the sounds of it. So you get two for the price of one there, and you don't even pay a bean for either of them. The piece of music by Brass Incorporated coming up, the Alan Freeman theme. I want to know the name of the actual track itself. Nose pickers. We'll be right back. piece of music, send it along to Radio Tower, 203 Homeland Drive, Fenton, Wirral, Merseyside. Radio Tower, 203 Homeland Drive, Prenton, Wirral, Merseyside. If you know the name of that track, it's by Brass Incorporated. I'll give you a few hints. It's on the Pi International label, and of course it's the theme from Alan Freeman's Pick of the Pops. If you know the title of it, just send it along to the address which I've just given out, and I will give it out again before the end of the programme. And the first correct answer out of our thousands and thousands of letters that we will receive, first correct answer will win an album, okay, personally signed by me, just to give you a little bit more incentive. What could be better than a personally autographed LP from Mike Stand?
Radio, let's go, go!
Radio Town.
Yeah, there's a record floating around the chart at the moment by Squeeze. I can't remember the title of the bloody thing now. Oh, Up the Junction, that's right. They've had a couple of hits. The last one was Cool for Cats, and one called Up the Junction, which is going upwards in the chart at the moment. But I didn't like either of them. This is one of my particular favourites of theirs. It's a particular favourite of mine. It comes from Squeeze. It's a single from about 7 or 8 months back. It's a track which made a minor dent in the charts, to use technical jargon. To me, it's one of their best, in fact, probably their best single. It's called Take Me, I'm Yours. Their best single, in fact, to me at least, that's a thing called Take Me, I'm Yours. And I'm yours for another 20 minutes here on Tower 227, the voice of free radio over Merseyside and the northwest of England. Radio Tower with you till 4 o'clock this morning, 2 hours, 20 minutes of music yet to go. And don't forget, as I did mention, John Dwyer coming up with his usual boring, farcical show at 2 o'clock. I'm only saying that because he's gone out the studio and he can't hear me. Joke. He'll be on at 2 o'clock and take me through till 3. From 3 till 4 this morning, Paul Raven.
Flashback.
Flashing back to 1975. A little piece of slow music for you. If you were in a disco, you could grope each other to this. Grope each other anyway, why not?
Yeah. Well, nothing but those East End lights.
Get in there.
Muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs.
Quick rub down with a wire brush.
Prima donna, Lord, you really should have been there. Sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And this one more beer, and I don't hear you. My life tonight. Don't send your drink and run the beat.
Flashback to 1975, one of the nicest Elton John singles ever released. A track from the album Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Someone saved my life tonight.
Radio 227.
That was a bit weak, wasn't it? Radio 227 here on 227 metres, medium wave, pirate radio, free radio over Merseyside in the northwest of England. And this is Mike Stand with you on this side of the microphone until 2 o'clock, which gives me about 13 minutes of music left for me to play for you at least. My record of the week for last week is one by The Knack, a San Francisco group, who I think this is their first single in this country, actually. And one which I reckon will be a massive, ginormous hit. So I'll play it for you now. Last week's record of the week from me, The Knack, and a track called My Sharona.
Motor, come on, come on.
broadcasting to Merseyside on 227 metres. This is Radio Tower.
Yes, indeed!
1325.
Radio Tower, that's us here on 1325, 227 metres. That was my record of the week from last week, coming from The Knack and a track called My Sharona. No doubt you'll be hearing a lot more of that in the near future with a bit of luck. I haven't got a record of the week for this week, as I've had nothing decent sent to me at all, so unless I pick something up before the next broadcast, no record of the week from me this week. Nothing that I found worthy of appointing that title to. Nothing that I think is going to get into charts, sort of. Nothing that's not blatantly obvious that's going to get into charts. Anyway, a couple of new tracks I've had that are obvious to make it, like Go West by the Village People and other silly tracks like that. But I won't be playing that because that's fairly obvious that it's going to make it. So none from me this week unless something comes up before our next broadcast. So I'll play you another old one, I think. A track which was a record of the week of mine from sometime early this year, but unfortunately it didn't do too much. These are The Movies, and a track called The Last Train, Part 2. Mailing address coming up in round about 4 minutes' time.
Bye-bye, my paradise. Hello to the end of the night. At the wheels turn, we pull out of here. And the last train, she is right on time. On the underground, I'm stuck in a compartment, and it could explode any time. Singing poetry in motion, poetry in motion. Take me to the end of the line, driver. Take me to the end of the line. This is the last train, hey, before you ride. Bye-bye, whoopsie-cola.
Angels on this train, you know, and they say there's no turning back. And this is the train that I must ride forever, stuck next to a clock with no time. Singing poetry in motion, poetry in motion. Take me to the end of the line, driver. Take me to the end of the line. This is the last train. Will you come inside? Bye-bye, whoopsie-cola.
On the last train, on the last train.
former record of the week of mine, and that's one called The Last Train. Excellent single. Nice to hear that one again. Right, one more from me, and then it'll be time to go. And don't forget, if you were listening a little earlier and you heard the record I played for you, the instrumental thing coming from the group called Brass Incorporated. I forgot myself then, I have to have another look. The instrumental piece of music was one which was used by Alan Freeman on his Pick of the Pops radio program a couple of years back. All I want to know is the title of that particular piece of music. The first correct answer out of our postbag, I will send an album to. Okay? That's the title of the instrumental piece of music used by Alan Freeman on his Pick of the Pops show by Brass Incorporated. You know it, send it to Radio Tower, 203 Homelands Drive, Prenton, Wirral on Merseyside. If you'd like a personal reply from us for any queries or questions, answers, whatever, just enclose a stamped addressed envelope and we'll reply to you personally. 2.5 minutes to two, John Dwyer coming up at 2 o'clock, and he's just been in to tell me that Carl England is on the phone downstairs, so he's going to bring the phone upstairs and let Carl say a word to you. What are you muttering about? He's standing up here now, he's just left the phone downstairs. So anyway, final record from me, and then the John Dwyer show coming up at 2 o'clock, taking you through till three this morning. Carl England can't be with us tonight, but he'll say a word to you over the phone. Final one from me is our new number one single this week.
It's number one!
Oh dear, I'm sorry about that. There's a slight change of plan. I was just going to play the new number one single, but Mike has switched Carl through on our phone lines. So we're going to see if we can have a word with Carl through the... Oh, Mike, I'm sitting here. And John switched the phone lines through. We'll see if we can pick Carl up. Hello, Carl, are you there?
Hello, Mike.
Hello. I just about hear you. It's nice for you to ring up this morning. I was listening to your show the other night, and it was amazing. I really enjoyed it. Are you picking us up okay in Southport?
Oh, no problem at all. We're on high ground here.
You're on high ground in the woods, so you're picking us up clear in Southport, even at this time of the morning?
Oh,
good. When are you coming back to do another show for us?
Next couple of days,
great. It'll be nice to see you again, seeing as I missed you last time you were here. I had to shoot off home early and get to bed. What was that? You're not missing anything, it's me who's missing. Anyway, Carl, it's just coming up to 2 o'clock, so what I'm going to do in about another 30 seconds, I'll have to ask you to hold the line for a couple of seconds. That reminds me, I'll have to play Toto later. If you'd like to introduce the brand new number one single here on Tower a little after the jingle for John Dwyer's show, I'm going to play his jingle at 2 o'clock, so if you'll just hold it for a second, you can introduce it, and I hope to see you next time you're down here, probably near the weekend when you do another show for us.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I just happened to bring up my flask of coffee.
Oh, you've got a flask of coffee up there, have you? Cold in Southport. Searching for GPO men, great stuff. Okay, right, it's just coming up to 2 o'clock, so we'll hold Carl on the line for a second, and I'll remind you that Mike Stand, that's me, I've been with you for the past hour here on Tower, 227 metres in the medium. I'll be back next time around, also with Carl, hopefully. Until then, from me, thanks a lot for listening. You'll get the new number one single coming up in about a minute's time. Meanwhile, it's now 2 o'clock, so stay tuned. A little bit more of Carl coming up. But it's time for the Mike Stand Show. No, it's not. I've just finished. It's time for the John Dwyer Show. We'll get it right. Right.
John Dwyer.
We even get Carl giving the jingle for us. Nice one, Carl. Right, I'm going to go... Because we're going to write Cogger there. He switched the phone line off. No, it's back on again. Great, okay. John Dwyer going to... Oh, where's the volume coming in? He's switched our phone lines up, which is switching my microphone up. Trying to pick Carl up a little bit clearer. So I'm going to hand you over to John Dwyer, who'll carry on with Carl for a couple of minutes, no doubt. I'll see you again soon. Where are you, John? Poor old Carl's hanging on in the cold with his flask of coffee. Right. Can I get off this seat now?
Yeah, okay. Swap over.
It's a good job we're in the same studio. Not the one Carl's in down the other end of the corridor.
Right, how are we doing?
Okay.
Okay, right. How did we do it?
Oh, God.
Hello, Carl, can you still hear me? You still there? Well, no, I mean, you couldn't have picked a better time, actually, you know, dead on the hours. As you normally know, there's panic anyway at this time. On the changeovers. So, I take it you're still there, because we can hear the kids in the woods. Kids. I'm with you, right. I think we better end our impromptu telephone conversation, because, it's not very conventional with the trim phone, is it? Right. Right, we'll continue with music anyway. If you'd like to introduce this record, Carl, then we'll say bye-bye till the next time that you pop over.
Yeah, okay, then. I believe it's the new number one now, which is, of course, Rocket Simulation. I have a number called Dance Away.
Right. Okay. Right. Cheers, then.
Bye.